So, yeah, I saw you guys come up. We still have the children's story. Because if you were here last week, as I was telling the story, I was like, I'm going to make this a two-part story. So last week, and if you missed it, I started telling the story about Dick Hayden, who lived in Oregon back in the early 1900s. And he and his family, he and his brother and one of his sisters had gone to a tent meeting in Eugene, Oregon, and they had become Seventh-day Adventists. But as Dick and his brother entered their high school years, they decided to let the world take the priority in their life over Jesus. And so last week I left Dick. He'd come to a place. He'd gone down to San Francisco, and he had went to a missionary volunteer meeting on Friday night, and through that, he decided to give his heart back to Jesus. And so now Dick had decided he was going to go back home to Eugene, and he really had it on his heart that he wanted to go to Walla Walla College in preparation to be a missionary in South America. So he hitchhiked back up to Eugene. And after he got there, that first Sabbath, he said, I need to go back to church. I need to go back to my home church. So he went to the Eugene church, and Mrs. Ross saw him, and she was so happy to see him. And she said, oh, Dick, I have been praying for you, and your sister, I know before she died, she had been praying for you to come back to church, and I'm just so happy to see you here as an answer to that prayer. And so they went through the church service that day. And after church, Mrs. Ross came back up to Dick and she said, you know, tomorrow we're leaving to go down to Roseburg for the Southern Oregon camp meeting, and we'd love for you to come with us. There's already a tent reserved for all the single young men here at the Eugene Church, so all you have to do is bring your bedding and your clothing, and everything else is all taken care of. And so Dick thought that would be a great thing to do, to go to camp meeting. So they did. And it just so happened at camp meeting, the president of Walla Walla College was there. And some of the business manager and a history teacher, they were all there. So Dick had a chance to talk to them. And the business manager told Dick, do you know, I really feel impressed that you should come to Walla Walla. And Dick said, you know, that's what's been on my heart is to go to Walla Walla, but I don't know how that can happen. I don't know how the finances can happen. And so the business manager, he talked to the president and the other people that were there, and they came back to Dick and they said, Dick, if you show up in September with a down payment of $200, this was back in the early 1900s, $200, and then we know if you're willing to work, there'll be enough work for you to do to make up the rest of your bill for that year. And so Dick, he was so happy. But then as he was going home after camp meeting, how am I going to get that much money? How am I going to get the $200? And then he started to think about the previous summers when he had been working as a forest ranger. And it was getting close to time for the rangers to go out into the different places to watch for fires all summer. And so he thought, oh no, here is what I've been dreading. I need to go ask for a job, but I'm also going to have to tell him that I can't work on Sabbath. And so he thought about it, and he prayed about it, and he said, no, I need to go see Mr. Taylor, because Mr. Taylor's going to be leaving soon. I need to go see if there's any positions open for me this summer. And so he decided on this day he was going to go, and so he started walking to Mr. Taylor's house, and he kept praying, Lord, you've promised to give us the words to say that we need to say in times like this, so please help me know what to say. Please give me the words to say. And he got closer and closer and closer to Mr. Taylor's house, and finally he was there at the door, and he knocked on the door, but he still couldn't think of anything he was supposed to say. He's like, Lord, you've promised to give me what I need to say. And Mr. Taylor opened the door. Why, hello, Dick. I am so happy to see you because I need you this summer. And he pulled him in, and Dick still didn't have anything in his mind that he could say. And Mr. Taylor started talking. He says, "There's one station that I just can't get anybody to go to. Out at Horse Lake, there are millions of mosquitoes, and nobody wants to go there. But I do need somebody there to watch for fire and to keep an eye on the campers on the week, you know, after the weekend's over, to make sure the fires are out. And so I need you, and you've been so faithful in working, I'm going to recommend you get a raise. So instead of $100 a month like you've got the previous summers, I'm going to recommend that you get $120 a month. And there's just one thing. I need you to work on Sundays, because on Sunday is the day all the campers are going to be leaving, and I need you to go around and make sure that all the fires have been put out from the hikers and the campers and all that. And then you can pick any other day during the week to have off." And Dick he knew exactly which day he was going to take off. He was going to take off the Sabbath. And so all the arrangements were made, and in 2 days he was going to be leaving to go up to Horse Lake. And as he was walking home, he said, "Lord, I was confused at first because you were not giving me the words to say, but what I needed to do was to just listen and not, because you had already gone before me and you had arranged everything." So not only, so he had enough money to buy his provisions for the summer, he had his $200, and to be able to get himself outfitted to go to school. And so sometimes God always gives us what we need, and sometimes we think, well, but this is what it's going to be. I need to go tell him about what I need. I need Sabbath off. But God had everything worked out for Dick ahead of time.